Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're live from the Baptist Health Training Complex here. Miami Dolphins practices full pads today. Our coverage here brought to you by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. For more information, call 305-558-8000 or log on to careerinayear.com. Love the fact that they're out there with us. Joe, we got a special guest here. We're going to jump out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now, talk to our buddy, Kim Bocamper. Bo, first day in pads, always a big day out here at camp. When it's the first day, we're going to see some live hitting.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. I know you're looking for the going through the first, I guess, you know, week of practice, watching guys in shorts and T-shirts, and you kind of get a, you kind of get one view of those guys. Now that they put the pads on, you're going to see a whole different thing. I'm looking forward to some guys hitting. I think they're excited about it. And, yeah, it's the second best day of training camp after the first day.
Hey, Bo, let me ask you this. This is about as organized as we've seen these practices. I like the way they're flowing, and he keeps them busy, whether it's team or individual or technique.
Yep.
But guys are moving the whole time.
You know what I like, Joe? I like that. I like the – you know, it's similar to some of the practices we had in training camp. Because, back with us, with Coach, we were never out very long. We were never out for 2 hours for training camp practices and stuff like that. But we were there for, half hour, an hour and a half, hour and 45, but you got a lot of stuff done. And that's what – I think that's what Mike McDaniel's got with his – with the way of running it. It's efficient. You don't see anybody – you don't see any much wasted time. And you know what I like, Joe? I like – I'm seeing a lot of work on fundamentals, on hand placement, on getting your head where it's supposed to be. All those little things that are kind of annoyances to players, but are important to get the job done the right way. So I like the way he's doing it. He's got some competitiveness out there. We saw yesterday. They were competing out there yesterday with the red zone offense and those types of things. And it's been good to watch. It's going to be, the test is going to come, when he faces some, maybe a bad week or two back to back to see what he does. But so far, I mean, Joe, we've talked about it sitting there watching practice. I remember last year watching practice, and you'd see 8 or 10 guys stand on the sideline, not practicing.
Yeah.
And when they're not practicing, for the most part, they weren't even paying attention.
No.
Here, everybody's suited up. Whether you practice or not, you're going to be out there like you're going to practice. And you got to be there and pay attention. And you don't see – look, how many people have we seen stand on the side? We had two guys, I think, in the first week that weren't practicing. right? Other than that, and you know, you had a couple guys, Armstead getting the day off, you know, some of the veterans getting days off, but for the most part, yeah, everybody's lined up practicing, which is a very refreshing thing to see.
Bo, I got to ask you this. You had a lot of alumni here over the weekend. Guys, you know, from all the generations, especially the 50th anniversary of the 72 guys, yep, coming in down here. Larry Zonka said something interesting that I thought, one of the quotes is, Mike McDaniel's arrival, similar to Don Shula's. And obviously, you put Don Shula in any kind of sentence, you're talking one of the most respected and greatest coaches of all time. What do you think of that quote from Larry Zonka?
I don't know. I don't know what to make about it. I don't know about a rival. I don't know. I don't really don't know what to make. Larry's got his own way of describing things and stuff like that. Usually it's pretty funny and usually it's pretty interesting, but that one kind of catches me off guard, to be honest with you. That, at a loss for words.
Okay, well, that's good.
I was trying to talk and think up something to say about it. But I realized I got nothing to say about it.
Well, that's okay. I got another quote for you from, you know, I was looking at stuff that happened over the last couple of days, and I find this one interesting because you just brought up last year training camp, how it started, and you saw six or seven guys on the sideline, basically the whole camp. And another guy who's got an opportunity who came back, Preston Williams, to get into that wide receiver core, to try to get in that five or six, whatever they keep on this team. Last night threw out a tweet, just one opportunity, # shaking my head. And I just found that as, well, I mean, you had a lot of opportunity, yeah, just can't stay healthy.
He needs to calm down.
I just wanted to know what you thought, because you're the one who brought up also, and Joe brings up also all the time, about last year's camp and what's happened and the potential, yeah, of this guy. Yet I see this and I'm like, probably not great timing on that.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm over Preston Williams. If that answers your question.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
I was over him last year. I was disappointed in him. I was disappointed in his effort. I was disappointed of his willingness to even get in there and try to play. And so for me, I don't, you know, I think it's an uphill climb for him. But look, he's out there working. He's dropped a punt or two. He's dropped a ball or two. we'll see how much he wants it, you know. Yeah. I like, for me, he's not one of the guys I'm putting a lot of I'm not investing a lot of time in looking at Preston Williams.
No, I only bring that up just because you and Joe, and I know when we talked about camp last year compared to
because he was
right,
one of those guys that you,
right,
know,
right,
like pal, you're not a three-time Pro Bowler.
Right.
You're not that guy. You can't just come and go when you want. And he felt he was that guy. And so, you know, I'd like to see him be that guy somewhere else.
Well, that'll be interesting to see what Mike, because everything's been nice so far. The receiver group, by the way, has been as impressive as any group on this football team. He needs to calm down a little bit because, honestly, I see a lot of guys that are having better camps than he is out here. So when I hear him bitching already, it'll be interesting to see what Mike McDaniel, because that, you know, they got people follow social media on all their players every day.
Oh, yeah. I'm not the only one to see
to,
that. Right?
To get back I look at him,
and I look at Mohamed Sanu. And I say, give me Mohamed Sanu every day of the week.
Agree. Yeah, 100%, man. And by the way, you get a fresh start, but you got to come out and compete. And if you're already whining – We're not a full week into this thing, and you're whining already about.
Well, Joe, this is the dog days of camp that they're in right now. So there's a lot of bitching going on, you know.
Yeah.
Even though they haven't put on pads yet.
Right, right. I was trying not to laugh. I didn't know if you were being serious for a second.
I don't know how you get to the dog days without putting shoulder pads on.
Yeah, right. Well, they certainly have gotten there, Bo. At that point, right?
Hey, Bo. We got to go old school for just a second, and I'm proud of you, by the way. You've really come around, and most everybody has. Mike Westhoff's a little slow on the new NFL, but you've done a really good job with it, and that is, hey, man, I'm not against all, you know, what they're doing now in the different NFL, and the camps are completely different. But if there was one thing that we could bring back that these guys had to do, three times a week is all. Three of the five or six practices a week. For me, I want them all to run gassers. And I want to watch those guys run gassers after a practice. What about for you? If there's one thing you could add
to today's camp? We're in the right time frame of practice, Joe, you and I. I would just take it one step further. I'd like to see him do the live goal line and then just get right out of that and jump up and do gassers. And then have to run gassers next to you when you're threatening to puke every time you go back and forth. So, which made that experience a little more difficult, but a little more fun also. So,
I think it was psychological as I look back on it. Why I either would dry heave the whole time I was running them, but I think it was in my head in the last 20 minutes of practice, I knew it was coming. And unlike yours, I had Don Shula, and I had the rat with his Carl Tassov, who if you cut it 1 yard away from it and Shoes was looking the other way when he was running, he would rat you out, and the coach, you know, would rip you for cheating. You'll cheat in a game, get your ass run another one. And so I just think that was just so much. I just started dry heaving. I couldn't help it, man.
The mental thing for you, right?
Just totally mental.
Well, the old man did it the right way. He did the first one and the last one. He left that middle one out for you guys.
Yeah, right. Then he wanted to kind of watch. Yeah, he was like, he wouldn't know dummy on that stuff.
He had to catch his breath so he could yell at you a little bit before he goes to the third gasser.
You know what, Bo? We were sitting up there yesterday, and the one thing that is clear every day to the point I think we've all made it clear, Tyreek Hill and Jaylen Waddle play at a different level of speed every day. They're on the far field yesterday, and they're catching it and running. Nobody's touching them for like 30 or 40 yards, even on square ends. And I look and I go, wow, that guy is running a different speed than the defense. And it was always those two guys. And it's been like that the whole time, Bo.
Yeah. And you know, I think that, you know, Jaylen Waddle certainly is keeping his eye on Tyreek and seeing how Tyreek goes around his business. And there's nobody better to watch go about their business than watching. Now I'm gonna say this, but I'm not saying it because he reminds me of the same caliber of player, but he reminds me. I'm talking about Tyreek, the way he goes about his business. Devon Bess. I used to watch Devon Bess in practice, and every route he ran with a purpose. He was trying to learn something, do something, try something. And he just worked hard, and I see that in Tyreek Hill, even with what he's accomplished so far, and then big contract and everything. Boy, this guy is out there practicing like he's a street free agent, just trying to scrap together a job there. But the guy, he runs great routes, he works hard. I saw him, it's a little ball. It was just in one on one drills. I mean, it wasn't even one on one drills. It was just kind of running routes and stuff. And they threw a ball in the end. They were doing end zone or red zone yesterday, and I look and he goes, oh, I go, man, I don't know if he's gonna catch the ball. And he plucked that thing out of the air somehow. I don't know how his hands got so quick to the ball and plucked it out of the air. I'm like, my gosh, this guy's incredible. So we were talking yesterday. I think over the practice, I don't think Waddle's dropped a ball, and I think Tyreek has dropped one ball.
Yeah,
right.
Incredible hands, right. Both of them. Yep.
Incredible hands with both of them. And I think that, look, right now, I mean, Tyreek's been spectacular. I don't put Waddle too far behind him from what I've seen this year.
I'm with you. Some days just as good, if not better. Totally
you're
agree
right.
with you.
Hey, you're
hey
right.
Bo, I want to ask you about the defense. Last year finished 14th in the NFL, a total defense 15th. And I'm just wondering what would be – there's no reason they can't be a top 10 defense. Would you agree with that?
No.
With young guys coming back?
So, I've been watching those guys, and you know it's rare in this environment in the NFL to have a whole unit come back together. For another, you know, you're going to lose, and they lost a couple pieces, but I'm talking about mainly the starters and the significant players on that defense. You have every one of them back, and I watch these guys practice, Joe. They know they're going to be good. I can tell they know they're going to be good. The way they go through their drills, each guy, the intensity that they're going through the drills. But after every practice, I look over and each unit, the linebackers, the safeties, the corners, the defensive line, they're all together motivating themselves after practice, and that says to me that they believe that they're something pretty special. And I the way I look at them, the way I see these guys carrying their, just the way they're carrying themselves during practices, and the way that they're practicing, it's with a meaning. And I think they're expecting, I think they're sitting there every day going, hey, we're going to be one of the best defenses in the league. And it starts right now. And I'm excited to see that offense and see what the running game, how the running game adds to it. And obviously looking at the receivers and looking at the quarterbacks, but man, I'll tell you what, I'm stoked about watching this defense because I think they're ready. I think they're ready to put on the show this year.
We had Jerome Baker on earlier this morning and asked him who he thought would take the big jump this year. And within a second.
It didn't even take a second.
Yeah, he was like, oh, that's easy. Javon Holland's ridiculous right now.
And oh,
I think we've all been saying that he's going to be the guy that steps up and the league's going to be talking about.
So you add him to that secondary already, right? With X, you know, and Rowe and those guys, and you know, and then Byron Jones, you know, as a defensive lineman, you give me a great secondary like that. That's going to give me maybe a step and a half, maybe to make the play to get to the quarterback, and vice versa. And so that secondary and that defensive front go hand in hand. And well, I tell you, I'd love to be playing with that secondary ball full of you got five or six ball hawks back there in that secondary. And that's all they want to do, go after the football, and that's what they're being taught. Go after the football, be aggressive at it. And if that's the case, boy, it gives those guys up front just another half a step that could make all the difference. It's, you know, and look, let's not forget, like, you know, the guy that gets a little bit of publicity, not much, but it's probably certainly my favorite player on the team, guy to watch is Andrew Van Ginkel. Guy's always making plays,
yep.
Always on the field, plays special teams, does everything, doesn't bitch about anything. All he does is go in there every day, play hard, and make plays and help you win games.
Well, that is a great call because we have not talked about him, and you're right. Every day that friggin' guy comes out here and makes huge plays. That's a great way to end it right there. Hey, Bo.
I want to say congratulations to Bo. We just did an entire interview. We didn't bring him to it once.
Yeah.
No, Bo, seriously, congratulations. I mean, we've done 100 since we've started since he's been here, and we didn't bring him up once.
What do you think, Bo? Why we thought you were here Saturday, and what do you think so far of his camp?
I like it. I like where they're going. I really do. I like the attitude. I like the enthusiasm. I'm a fundamental and technique guy, and I like that they're doing a lot of work on fundamental and technique. I think that's going to make them a better team, better individuals. We've seen some pretty mundane offense around here over the last decade. I think we're stepping into the fast lane with this offense, which is going to be pretty exciting. Yeah. As well as I said before, with this defense that I think it's certainly going to be a top 10 defense. See how high they can climb.
Well, I'm with you, man. Hey, Bo, thank you.
Thanks, Bo.
And we'll see you in a little while, buddy. Thanks for coming on.
All right.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.